Today on Being Disciples, I welcome you to episode one. I will lay out the expectations of this podcast. I'll introduce my co-host Garrett, and we will discuss our desires for this podcast.
Welcome to the Being Disciples podcast with Pastor John. All notes and video links can be found at virtualstudywith.us. That's virtualstudywith.us. This weekly podcast published every Monday that is meant to help believers in the gospel of Jesus Christ to mature in their faith. These principles should be useful to anyone who listens, but especially for the believers who are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ. You're invited on a journey to explore what it means to be a disciple. And this is going to be a great time, guys, let me tell you. Well, let's begin by joining Pastor John with an opening prayer. Pastor John?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for so great a love that you have for us, that you sent your only begotten Son to redeem us and to restore us into a right relationship with you. Thank you, Jesus, that for the joy set before you, you were willing to leave the majesty of heaven to come into this world, your creation, to redeem us and to restore us into a loving relationship with the Father. Thank you for laying down your life for us, both in the living of it and in the dying. In life, you showed us how we ought to live in intimacy with the Father, following the leading of the Holy Spirit and loving one another. In death, you gave your body for us, bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgressions, beaten, battered, and bloodied, even pierced to the shedding of your blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask you to give us the words to say and to open our ears and hearts to hear what you would say to us. Please bless all who join us today and all who hear this message, even the recording at a later time. We thank you. Amen. Now let's get on with the lesson for today. This podcast is called Being Disciples. It's subtitled Learning One's True Identity in Christ. I'd like to give you an introduction to this podcast, which is primarily for believers in Christ who need to know what it is to be a disciple of Jesus. This podcast is also for mature disciples to use in the discipling of new followers of Christ Jesus. God may also use this podcast for yet-to-be believers in and followers of Christ Jesus, so they may hear the gospel and learn what it is to follow Christ. My desire from the earliest days of my surrender to Christ as Lord and Savior was, and still is, to share the gospel with all who will hear it and to inspire believers to live holier lives. I believe being a disciple and living a holier life that is pleasing to God is not through the following and keeping of rules and regulations, rather through growing closer to God in a loving intimacy as one humbles oneself before the Creator of all things seen and unseen. God is not angry and vengeful and standing far off from us, as we've learned in some religion. The Father sent His Son to restore our relationship with Him. He draws near to us and allows His Holy Spirit to dwell in us, to teach us, and to guide us. There have been a few unfortunate transformations of Christianity in our country, and likely other parts of the world, that I believe have roots going back to the enemy who would prefer we not share the gospel, and certainly not develop strong disciples. Reducing evangelism to encouraging someone to simply say a prayer as a means to get to heaven and avoid the fires of hell seems to me to come short of the mark. Our commission as followers of Christ is to make disciples. This is so much more than leading someone in a short prayer. Now, I'm not against short prayers. I prayed two short prayers that changed my life. The first was, God, there's got to be a better way. It was sincere, and God heard it. Not only did He hear it, but He responded by showing me the better way and enabling me to hear it and giving me the faith to believe it. Having heard it, the second prayer was, God, if what that man said is true, here I am, I surrender, I can't do it alone. There on my knees in a motel room in Fargo, North Dakota, my walk and loving relationship with Almighty God began in February of 1985 on a cold winter night. We all have a story of before we followed Christ. For those who have a story of following Christ, they all began the same. God had mercy on me and adopted me into His family and a loving relationship with Him. For those who do not have the second story, All you need to do is ask with a humble and sincere heart. God is waiting for each one of us to enter into the household of faith. The future episodes will cover many aspects of the life of a disciple of Christ. This first episode is an introduction, and we will then get into what it is to be a disciple, and we'll take a moment to look at the gospel message. The next number of episodes will explore the picture of believers as living stones being built up together as one, the temple of the Holy Spirit. In the second chapter of the Apostle Peter's first epistle, he shares this idea of the living stones. Then with the next episode, we'll begin considering the depth of our identity in Christ and what that means concerning the authority given to us and the power of God operating through us. There will be all this and much more as we learn our true identity in Christ, being disciples.
Just a moment to remind you that all notes and video links can be found at our website, which is virtualstudywith.us, virtualstudywith.us. Feel free to use this broadcast or the notes as you disciple someone else, as you lead a small group, or as you dive deeper into your own study of God's Word. We will now move into conversation with this week's guest.
So being disciples, we all need to be discipled. We all have to make disciples. You should be having that tension from both sides, discipling somebody and having a mentor that we can learn from. So this show is going to be set up to have a teaching in the beginning of the show. Then we're going to transition to a guest segment where we have a conversation. And today, for that conversation, I have Garrett Berge, who is a longtime friend, a man that I've been a mentor to slash pastor over the years. And we communicate all the time as we go through life together, trying to help one another, encourage one another, discuss scripture together, pray together. And so, Garrett, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, I'm glad to be here, my friend. Looking forward to seeing where God leads us and guides us, both of us individually, but together down the path. And then whoever he decides to put along with us, that we just welcome them in to the family of Christ.
And so you may recognize the voice. Garrett is doing the co-hosting job here. He's reading the introductions. And so you've heard his voice already today. So we say that this podcast is from mature disciples to using discipling of followers, as well as new believers to start discovering their identity in Christ. How does that strike you, Garrett?
This is exactly kind of what I've been looking at. Something that I totally wanted to do my house church about. So you really helped me figure out some things to stay away from and some other things to go towards. And I'm really looking forward to being an integral part in learning how to be a better disciple.
Okay, so you heard me say earlier that, from the day I surrendered to the Lord, that it's been my heartbeat to share the gospel with whoever will hear it and to inspire other believers to live holier lives. Do you have something similar in your life that kind of drives you?
Well, so I remember being 5 years old and having a tooth just come out. And I was all worried, ran to my mom and said, blah, 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 blah. And blubbering in my own way and just like, oh no, my body's falling apart. Oh, being a young kid, not having this happen yet. Okay, here we go. I don't remember what age it is. Whatever age is, you start losing teeth. Could be five. I just put five on it just because that's what I think about. But anyhow, I went to my mom and knowing, my mom and dad being the people who they are, pretty good Christian people. My mom sat me down and said, it's okay. It's part of the growing process, but let's see. And she said, let's talk about God for a minute. He's helping your body grow. And this is part of that process. Well, during that conversation with her, we prayed. And that's when I accepted Christ. Not that I completely understood it at that age. And I'm still, working on it till today. We all kind of work and grow, but that's where I point to. And then in order to keep myself going, I point back to relationships with my parents, with the youth group I grew up with in church in Spring Lake Park, and the people that really have influenced and touched my life. That doesn't mean living the Christian life is easy. It isn't, and I've gone through things. I've dealt with stuff. I've got many things I've dealt with at my age in life here. But I know for a fact, not having him lead my life, I wouldn't be here today. You know, so I know with everything I've gone through, he's got me in his hands. He's got a purpose for me. And the purpose is to help make disciples. So kind of bring this all back to what this is about.
So you mentioned saying a prayer when you're younger. And I mentioned in the introduction that, you know, I'm not against short prayers. And certainly short prayers have great effect if they're prayed in faith, just as much as long prayers. And so, in fact, sometimes babbling prayers that go on are just kind of a use of words for no purpose. But you said you had that prayer and you started loving Christ and following the Christian life. Is there a time where you actually had to re-engage yourself to surrender to Christ and following him as a disciple rather than just trying to be a believer and a church guy?
Oh, I think this is something that happens more than once in someone's life if you're following Christ. He never walks away. It's always me turning my back and walking away. I'm going to do this today. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take control. Well, there's one time in particular, I know it was back in the day, and I was driving, and usually my prayer with God isn't so much reading a short prayer or praying the salvation prayer or whatever you may have heard. It's pretty much having a normal conversation. And I do it all the time in the car. Because I'm sitting there and that's my best time. I'm driving. I'm like, okay, God, what do you got to talk about? You know, and he'll bring me back. You know, and I've had struggles with different sins in my life, which you and I have discussed at some point, but I've come back recently more in depth and have cut out some of the negative things I had been doing. And this is the second or third, fourth time in my life. And then I look back at when I was baptized. You know, okay, that was the decision to do it in front of people so they know at church. And that was an amazing experience as well. But if people think they're always going to be on fire and feel God working all the time within them, no, that doesn't happen. Not all the time, and nor do you always, you know, when God speaks to me, he doesn't speak audibly. He speaks to me usually using comedy and humor since I'm like that. So he'll say, well, son, why are you doing that? Like I used to enjoy a good cigar. Well, you go, my son, why are you rolling up a $10 bill and burning it? That doesn't make sense. And I started laughing. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I got you. You got me in this not so good habit that you've caught me on. And I had to admit that. And then I had to repent. And he does that a lot in my life. All of a sudden he'll go, you know, your mouth has been doing this, you know, you've been binging Netflix all day. It's time to switch. I just am thankful that I had the people in my life to get me to the point where I realized I need Christ. And it's a daily thing that you have to kind of die to self. And, you know, it's a simple concept. It just isn't easy.
And I'd agree with you that it's not every breath we're aware of God and living some holier than thou life. However, it's never because of him, because he's always talking to us. It's whether we're listening or not most of the time. And so it's my goal is to strive to encourage people to practice the presence of God. The more we're aware of his presence, the more we can follow the leading Holy Spirit, which is always in our best interest.
And I do think that a lot of Christians get into this mindset of, you know, Sunday, Wednesday Christianity, and you're not, that's it. It's only time. Well, God's with you all the time. That's the whole point. And that's where I'm, you know, enjoying doing these learning things outside of my own church, because I want to live it every day. You want to do this. You know, you want to die to self every day, get into the word, know you could talk to him. And that's why I love the conversational style of the prayers I do, is just talking to him. Like he's sitting in my, you know, sitting in the passenger seat, like my dad and I do when I drive up to Mayo for whatever. I talk with my dad like that. I do that. Is it with God too? And I go, okay, God, you got something for me today? What's going on? What do I need to be tuned into, plugged into? And not that every day I get that prayer out and said that, I'm not perfect, but I tell you, it's a heck of a lot better when you do, and you just get going and you get moving and get moving forward with living the Christ-centered life. It's just, it's an amazing life to live. And that's all I can say. And I know for a fact, you know, you're gonna have people ask you, well, how do you know it's real? Well, first of all, miracles. I would not be here without the miracles of technology, the miracles of medicine, the miracles of doctors. And, you know, however you want to look at a miracle, I look at it this way. A miracle to me is if a doctor prescribes something to keep me healthier, miracle that he gave us the skills and technology and knowledge to put this together to do that. And then the wisdom to make sure we are following in the right path, taking the right medicine, using the right technology, seeking the right doctors, and getting, you know, trying to obey that to the best as possible. So, yeah.
And when we compartmentalize our faith, we're actually reducing it to religion. This point of time is for this religious activity. Well, if we're not compartmentalizing it, and we're trying to be aware of the presence of God at all times and doing what's right in his sight, at least then we have that chance to build that relationship and hear more clearly and more often make the right choices that won't hurt us in the end. So I think you're right on there. So coming up here, we have in the future episodes here, we're going to be talking about the basically a teaching I did on the wall with the Christ as the cornerstone, the apostles and prophets as the foundation, and then the believers are the living stones, and how the fivefold ministry actually lifts up those living stones and helps them to find their calling for God so they can go out into the world and do the ministry of the kingdom, do the work of the kingdom. It's not all about building things up for a pastor. It's about a pastor helping people acknowledge what God's calling them to do and encouraging them and empowering them to go do it. So I don't know what aspect you're looking forward to, but we're going to have the teaching and the conversation. And some people might just want to listen to the teaching. Some might just want to listen to the conversation. Some might like both, but at least we're putting things out there for a multiplicity of people to choose from.
Well, Pastor John, I would have to say I'm looking forward to continue learning with this and then learning how to apply it to my life and then utilize it regularly. That's the other part that I think people miss if they're just going to church, is they're not applying everything that they're learning and they're not living it every day. They do their, you know, Sunday, Wednesday, or they do it Easter and Christmas, and that's it. No, this is a daily thing. In order to have a relationship, it isn't being in a physical building, isn't being watching some show. It is an actual communication back and forth with the living God. And that's the part where it's a daily thing. It's here we are. That's how you get to live your best life.
And I like the phrase you said there, to live their best life. So to be clear, we're not here to condemn anything or condemn anyone for what they're doing in their life. We're here to present, because we're certainly not perfect. And my life isn't a perfect application of this yet either. We're working on it. We're a work in progress. Like everybody else, we're all on that road someplace. Some are far beyond me and I'm far behind others. And it's just, everybody's on the road someplace. So our purpose here with this podcast is to encourage people to live their best life, which we believe is to have that intimacy with the Father, the faithfulness to the Son, hearing the Holy Spirit's direction for our lives so that we can grow and grow and grow and have that best life that he intends for us. And so, so Garrett, I thank you for participating in this first episode with me. I thank you for your participation in all the production of it and all the stuff we've gone through for weeks and weeks. And I look forward to, as we grow and learn just doing this, of perfecting our craft here and making it more succinct for people. So,
well, thank you, John, for dealing with my times of health issues that I have to go, hey, we got to reschedule. We got to, you know, and that's, for me, I feel like I let people down when I have to reschedule, but I have to be honest with them and tell them I got these major health issues going on. And most people understand. That doesn't mean I still don't feel like, you know,
right,
like I'm not having an issue, you know, and I struggle with that. But that's something where I keep working with God, getting better and better with that too. And going back to the perfection, it's just trying to live our best life now, not perfection, not perfect, because we're not. But no, I'm glad to be here. I'm looking forward to what we're going to do here in the future. And God is really going to take us and bless us. Hey, if people want to find us, I'm just going to reiterate quick too, that they can find us online at virtualstudywith.us. So it's virtual study with us, but it's .us, virtual study with us.
Okay. So thanks again, Garrett. We're going to close out this episode now so we can get on to start producing the actual episodes of teaching or whatever. And so you'll probably hear Garrett's voice one more time as he leaves the information on where you can get in touch with us and how you can get the notes, and feel free to put them to use in your small groups and your personal study. Remember, this is basically just a beginning point, and you can study into this much further, trusting the Holy Spirit to lead you. So thank you for joining us and have a great day. Please join us again for next Monday's episode. My guest once again will be Garrett Berge, and we will consider the question, what is a disciple? Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Being Disciples. The show is hosted on Podbean with a webpage at beingdisciples.podbean.com. There you'll find all episodes of this podcast. There's also a Patreon button you can use to support this broadcast if you feel so moved, and we would very much appreciate that. So thank you. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. The notes and links for this show can be found at virtualstudywith.us. Again, virtualstudywith.us. Feel free to use this broadcast or the notes as you disciple someone else, as you lead a small group, or as you dive deeper into your own study. From that site, you can contact us if you'd like to join a study group. If you have questions or comments for Pastor John, you can contact John by email at john.s@anokaawakening.com. And that's john.s@anokaawakening.com. Please subscribe to this podcast and join us again next week as we learn more about being disciples. Thank you.